Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you fight every night with your kids about whether or not they're going to eat dinner and what you put on the table is what you eat? I remember hearing about some parents that even made separate meals for separate children. My mother would never have done that. This is not a restaurant, she said. Well, today we're talking about peace and harmony at the family table, and my guest, Dr. Laura Janna, pediatrician, has some great advice for us. So, Dr. Janna, what do you do if everybody in the family wants different things at dinner or your kids won't try the healthy foods that you're cooking for them?
Yeah, great question, great topic. And, you know, what you really want to do is first start out and think about the big picture of why are we doing this. And what you really want to establish is, first of all, a healthy and peaceful family table, right? We know that joining family for dinner and things, we don't want to fight battles with our kids. At the same time, what you also need to realize is that what your kids eat has a huge impact on their overall health and their ability to do well in school and concentrate and all sorts of things that we sometimes take for granted.
Well, that's true, and I tell my kids that all the time. I'm lucky my kids are not picky eaters, but so many of their friends are. When a child looks at some food, Dr. Janna, and says, oh, I will not touch that, what are some of your best advice tips for getting that child to try it?
You know what? What I like to reassure parents, first of all, is it makes good sense, and we can get Darwinian here if we want to, but we know that young children are almost programmed to have a natural distrust of new foods and tastes and things. And that was great when we were hunters and gatherers and our babies crawled around, and if they ate everything off the ground, it probably would have done very bad things for them, right? Nowadays, we have to acknowledge that not everybody's going to like everything when they first try it, and we know, in fact, that it can take 10 to 15 exposures to a new food before a child may like it. Once you know that, then it changes a bit what our goals should be at the dinner table and any other time that we're introducing our kids to new food. Our purpose should be, as parents, to provide our kids with healthy foods and a range of foods, and our expectation should be that they decide how much and how much to eat. I emphasize tasting new foods. They can taste it, and if they don't like it, what you referred to at the outset here, that short order cook mentality saying, oh, they didn't like it, so I'm never going to serve it again, and I'm just going to go default to the standard, you know, chicken nuggets, hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, and mac and cheese, and that's it, is a real temptation and an understandable one for parents, but we shouldn't be doing that. We should continue to expose our kids to plenty of new healthy foods and take advantage of the fact that kids do like colorful foods, which could be processed, yes, because you can get fluorescent orange and fluorescent green, but it's also the produce section. So go make use of colorful produce and fruits and things that kids would naturally be drawn to. Keep trying new foods and make it a positive kind of experimental system as opposed to you must eat this.
Well, one thing that I like to do, and people ask me, well, what if you, you know, when you start early with kids, it's much easier, correct?
I mean, absolutely.
If you start young, but when they're a little older, a competition to go into that produce department and say, we're going to pick a new piece of produce today. We're all going to look up a recipe, try one recipe. We're all going to cook it together and try this new food.
You know, what you would accomplish just by doing what you just said is huge, and not just from a nutrition standpoint. I often have to remind people that my Food Fights book, which is published by the American Academy of Pediatrics, is not just a book about food or nutrition or obesity prevention or any of those important topics. It's a behavior and development and parenting book. And the reason being is there's so much more to what you just said than just the food. It's healthy nutrition, but it is also a fun family activity that takes the pressure and the battle and the guilt and everything else out of it. And I can tell you, having had 3 kids in 3.5 years, and now I'm now the proud parent of 3 teenagers,
wow,
that it works. And I do have food-resistant children. One of mine is sort of Mr. Meat and Potatoes, and I have to say, do you know what I do for a living? But I can take him to the grocery store. We pick something out that I have no idea what to do with it. you know, we buy a jicama or we buy a kohlrabi or something. And then we come home and, you know, everybody likes to Google for things. Google for a recipe. Try to help your kids figure out what makes it healthy. Now you've got a fun family activity and a challenge and a healthier meal. And when kids participate in any part of that, whether it's growing, picking, going to the grocery store, preparing, or if, even for young kids, like a two-year-old, you name it after them. Like for my son, I said, it's Ryan's lasagna. If you do those things, now the kids are engaged, they are far more likely to taste it, and they are actually more likely to like it than they otherwise would be.
Well, first of all, competition. Kids always want to win a competition. They always do. So if you make it a competition in some sort of a challenge, as you said, and also I love the naming idea. Parents, these are great ideas to get your picky eaters to try some things. So we've got naming a food after, getting your kids involved from the growing to the cooking, creating a challenge that the whole family can be involved in. Give us some more, Dr. Jenna, because these are perfect.
You know, I love those sorts of things because it's the reality of parenting as opposed to just, we all know that we want our kids to eat healthy and we all know these things, but we struggle with how to do it. One of the other things that I really like, and this works because again, it is easier the earlier you start. For very young children, I like the idea of a no thank you bite. What you're doing is giving a child permission to say, I don't want it, I don't like it, but by saying, could I please have a bite? All right. And I actually own a 200 student child care center. And I can tell you that this didn't just work for my kids, but for hundreds of kids.
Explain it again, Dr. Jana.
Well, exactly. So that's one thing to say it. But here's how simple it is. You sit down and you want to take the pressure off a family meal or wherever you're at or child care, wherever it is. And instead of saying you have to eat your peas, you put down the food, and you don't want to put down intimidating heaps of food that your child isn't likely to like, all right? Because they can have more if they end up liking it. You put down a spoonful of peas, you put down something, and you say everybody gets to try it, see what you think. If you say you have to eat that, by definition, we're making it distasteful already. But if you say, oh, let me know what you think, like, this is kind of cool, and look at this, and I tried something new, see what you think, and they don't really want it, they say, can I have a no-thank-you bite? You say, listen, if you want to just take a bite, like if you don't want it, you can just take a bite and be done. The child then gets some control in saying, I'll taste it, but I don't want any more. Maybe they like it. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do, but they won't admit that they do. But you're accomplishing as a parent, first of all, taking away the pressure and the frustration and everything else. You are also, remember, accomplishing that goal of you want to expose your child to a wide range of tastes and textures and foods. And it may take 10 times before they like it. So, like I said, it's one of the simplest things to do is just kind of set that rule, and it can be at home. You say, listen, you can just, if you don't like it, you don't have to eat it, but just try it. Take one bite, and then they have some control. They know they can get through the bite, and you have to, as a parent, then stick with it, going, you don't have to eat all of it. Well, now you took one, eat one more. Well, if you eat three, then I'm going to give you dessert, because now you're starting to get into bargaining and tension and antagonism, as opposed to, great, they tried it. See what you think.
Well, and also, I love when I'm cooking something for my kids I'm not sure they're going to like right off the bat, I say exactly what you just said. I say, will you taste this and tell me what you think it needs? So that you're getting them involved in that, you know, help me with this. Ooh, tell me what you think this needs. How's that taste? Or how's that? That's really, really a great way to get your kids to, again, have that control that they so badly need. And adults, speak in just a minute here about adults. If you don't like a food, your kid's not going to probably eat it. You got a role model, right?
Absolutely. Probably one of those single most important things is do as I say and not as I do does not work well in any form of parenting, but certainly not when you're eating. So if you're eating, you know, if you're eating chocolate cake and soda for breakfast and you're telling your child that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, that we really want good nutrition, that we don't... It just isn't going to work. And kids get very smart very quickly. That doesn't work for a toddler, much less a teenager.
It certainly doesn't. And thank you so much, Dr. Laura Jana. Your book is Food Fights, and it's available by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.